Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Some of the scariest pieces of legislation that might otherwise create public outrage tend to be signed into law late on Friday afternoons of a three-day holiday weekend. That is a slow time in the media reporting cycle when this news is most likely to be unreported. Sadly, that deliberately happened again late in the afternoon of Friday, December 23, when President Barack Obama signed into law the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act. Buried in this law was the addition of Senate Bill 2392, which was titled the Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act of 2016. This bill had passed the Senate 15 days earlier, but not the House. To get it into law, it was grafted onto the National Defense Authorization Act. What this provision of the NDAA effectively does, under the smokescreen of national security, is it repeals the rights of Americans to freedom of speech and freedom of the press, as used to be guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights to the U.S. Constitution. Make no mistake, this effort to deprive Americans of their long-standing rights took bipartisan cooperation between the Republican-led Congress and a Democrat president. Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio sponsored the original bill, and Democrat Barack Obama signed it into law. While this new law is being touted as a way to keep Americans from being exposed to deceptions that might be broadcast by foreign adversaries, it is actually far more reaching than that. What it really means is that certain designated federal government officials get to decide what news that Americans can be allowed to hear or read. Beyond selectively censoring the exchange of information in the U.S., this new law also grants authority to the federal government to shut down any person or organization spreading news that the government doesn't want the citizens to know about. This isn't the first time the government has trampled on the public's right to know, but it looks to be the worst. This new law effectively eliminates America's rights to freedom of speech and freedom of the press. What are you going to do about it? That's it for this time. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.